Evil.
I just walked in. Yeah, so that's my day. I tell you what, the front arrived a little sooner than I thought. That's why we got the clouds and the sprinkles and showers earlier than we thought, and why the temperatures never really got anywhere. But I'll tell you what's interesting. Right now in southern Maryland, across the Potomac into Virginia, it's in the 60s now.
Wow.
So it never quite made us. They have the sunshine. We have the clouds. The showers in the front are moving out, and we'll see clearing skies tonight. We'll be in the 30s. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, upper 40s. That might sound cool, but that's above average. And then on Friday, we'll get back to 50 degrees with clouds. Storm center is coming up the west of the Appalachians. It's just going to take a swipe at us and give us a chance of a few showers late Friday and Friday night. But behind this storm, warmer weather. Get this, Saturday. Lots of sunshine, low to mid-60s, partly to mostly cloudy, but middle to upper 60s on Sunday. So it all looks good. Here are your numbers. 45 in Gaithersburg, 61 in Lexington Park in St. Mary's County, 46 in Manassas, 42 in Reston, cloudy and 47 in the nation's capital.
All right, Doug, up ahead on WTOP.
Giving Frank his due. Core values coming up.
341.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. Are you tired and frustrated with the one drug after another approach? Do you suffer with uncontrolled blood sugar, weight gain, and fatigue, and the prospects of diabetic complications? Breakthrough information will be presented at the Diabetic Solutions Seminar. You'll learn why diabetics get worse over time in spite of drug therapy, and what you can do to reverse your diabetes. Join Virginia Functional Medicine or Living Health Chiropractic and Functional Medicine for a free seminar and gourmet meal. Call 888-514-4771 now to RSVP for you and one guest. Seating is limited, and you must call to reserve your spot. That's 888-514-4771. This seminar will teach you how your health can be restored. With the right care, type 2 diabetes does not have to be a life sentence for poor health. Call 888-514-4771 now and make your reservation.
Margaret of Fairfax Station writes, "After 60 years of inadequate and botched dental care, I decided it was time to get a smile I could be proud of. I can't thank Dr. McMillan and his staff enough for my perfect smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and Margaret is one of my patients. Let me create the perfect smile for you, no matter how many years or how many fears. It's time for you to smile easy. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 877-394-4511, online at smileeasy.com.
Glad you're with us at 342.
Today on Core Values, Chris on honoring a legend.
When I first joined the Redskin flagship radio station, a guy named Len Hathaway was the play-by-play man. Later, former Redskin Sam Huff joined him in the booth, the team that went by the moniker Huff and Puff. In 1979, longtime D.C. broadcaster Frank Herzog took over the lead job, and Sonny Jurgensen filled out the threesome to become the soundtrack of the Redskins for the next 25 years. Sonny and Sam are already part of the Redskin Ring of Fame at FedEx Field. Frank Herzog should be there as well. The head of the Hoggettes, Mikey T, is spearheading a campaign to convince the Redskins to add Herzog to the ring. They have a petition which is linked on my page at WTOP.com, search Core Values. Frank called four Super Bowls for the Skins, three of them wins. The team has had zero Super Bowls since he was fired. Just saying, maybe giving Frank his due could change all of that and be a core value.
Touchdown, Washington Redskins!
Oh, you know, I'm sorry.
That.
I'm going there. I'm with him.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Core, part of commentary and analysis from all sides, right here on WTOP.
Frank would have so many ticket requests on the day they put him in the ring of... In the ring.
That is true.
I mean, do you realize how many thousands of people love that man?
Yep.
God bless you, Frank. We hope you get there. It's 344.
How about this? Finally, some good news from Uncle Sam. Your tax advisor can tell you how you may be able to get up to $500 in tax credit on replacement windows and doors. Hi, it's Chris Core. Make this the year you let Thompson Creek install brand new, custom-made, energy-efficient windows in your home. Your investment can save you plenty on energy costs year-round and make your home look fabulous at the same time. Their windows come with a money-back guarantee and a warranty that covers you for as long as you live in your house and conveys to the next owner as well. And right now, Thompson Creek will give you up to a $150 instant rebate per window installed. This in addition to the tax credit. See thompsoncreek.com for all the details. Don't miss the winter window sale. Call 866-57-CREEK. That's 866-572-7335. And then do what I did. Find out more at thompsoncreek.com or call 866-57-CREEK today.
Numbers on Wall Street, how are they, Jeff?
They're good. The Dow is up 46 points. When plastic and cheap could be a good thing. Money news in 10 minutes on WTOP.
Sports every half hour at 15 and 45 on WTOP.
3:45, George Wallace with us. George, a lot of folks sending out prayers and good karma for RG3 as he underwent knee surgery today. What do we know now?
Well, Sean, we do know that it was successful surgery. A statement from Dr. James Andrews and Andrews Institute regarding the procedure. He did release a statement within the last hour that Robert Griffin III, quote, had successful knee surgery earlier this morning. He had a direct repair of his LCL and a redo of his previous ACL reconstruction. That was back in 2009 when he was with Baylor. We expect a full recovery, and it's everybody's hope and belief that due to Robert's high motivation, he will be ready for the 2013 season. The goal of his treatment is to give him the best opportunity for a long professional career, end quote. So the surgery is successful, and now the rehab begins, and we'll see if he does a lot of it down under the watchful eye of Dr. James Andrews down in Florida, and we'll see how much, if he spends a lot of time down there getting the rehab until he gets back up to here at the Redskins Park, and we'll see just how long he will be out and rehabbing. So Robert Griffin III did have successful surgery today. San Diego Chargers have hired Tom Telesco from the Indianapolis Colts as their new GM. Bruce Arians could be high on his list. Arians filling in for Chuck Pagano this year when Pagano was undergoing treatment for leukemia. Arians, all he did was win eight games while he was replacing Pagano. So he could go from offensive coordinator the 1 year to a head coach the next.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad opportunity. You know, well, I mean, it's his guy, too.
And here was a guy who was basically bounced out of Pittsburgh unceremoniously.
Yeah.
And then he catches on with Indy. And
you have a great opportunity if he goes out
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. So it's worked out for him.
We'll see what happens if the Chargers and Tom does make a move. Baseball Hall of Fame announcement came out this afternoon, and for the first time since 1996 and only the second time since 1965, voters have failed to elect any players into the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens, 37.6% of the vote, Barry Bonds, 36.2%, and Sammy Sosa in his first year, only 12.5% of the vote. Craig Biggio was the closest at 68%. So there you go. Nobody. It's going to be a quiet induction ceremony in Cooperstown this summer. Nobody heading into the Hall of Fame. College basketball tonight. Maryland's home to Florida State. George Washington hosts St. Bonaventure. Virginia battles Wake Forest. Boston College and taking on Virginia Tech. George Wallace, WTOP Sports.
Cooperstown, one of the most idyllic communities in the country,
isn't
right?
It?
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Best. Great.
Weather's next. 3:47.
This Sunday, the Washington Post is coming out with the Mega Jobs section. It's one of the biggest job sections of the year, and it's packed with hundreds of listings from companies all over the D.C. area. Oh, here's an interesting one. Radio announcers. Applicant must have 5 years' experience, excellent references, be familiar with the Washington Post and Mega Jobs. Voice will be used specifically for radio commercials. Wait a minute. That's my job. I do the radio announcing for Mega Jobs, and I have plenty of experience.
I played Hamlet for crying out loud. And I've got range, too. Listen to this. Mega Jobs, with hundreds of area jobs available this Sunday in the Washington Post. Or this. If you'd like to be the first to check out Mega Jobs, pick it up in the early Sunday edition, available on Saturday. Oh yeah, consider that position filled. Mega Jobs in the Washington Post, D.C.'s number one source for jobs.
3:48.
103.5 WTOP Radio. Traffic and weather together on the 8s.
On the interstates on the Virginia side, the Capitol Beltway between the Woodrow Wilson Bridge through Springfield, past Annandale I-66 and headed toward the American Legion Bridge, we're off to a pretty steady start. On the outer loop after 66, some activity on the shoulder to the right appears to be the distraction and a little bit of a breakaway. 66 westbound from Roslyn, slow to a point before you get to Glebe Road. There, the distraction on the shoulder, and the pace picks up. Now, we're heavy west of the Beltway. Out to Route 50 Fair Oaks to look at the crash on the eastbound side. The crash eastbound just after Route 50 has been cleared over on the shoulder on the left. Still there to be seen, but no longer blocking. From the 14th Street Bridge to the Occoquan, southbound 395 and I-95. Travel lanes open. Slow stretch between Lorton and the Occoquan, but very little in the way of delay reported at Dumfries. Montgomery County 270 northbound. Heading toward Frederick, we're slow between Shady Grove and 370. If anything remains, it was out of the roadway. And then continuing west northbound in Frederick County, before the scenic overlooks the crash. Last report, that was blocking the left lane. Your best start to a healthy new year is at the YMCA. Join by January 31st for zero enrollment freeze.